even so, the sight of her made Han's heart ache.
Thanks for thinking of me, pal,
Han said, unable to take his eyes off the biot.
But you're crazy if you think a few kilos of vanilloy and vat-grown flesh could ever replace my wife.
The biot slipped behind Bardoon, then peered out from behind his huge biceps.
This Leia is not for you, Bardoon said. She is Jonas Rom's princess.
Han studied the empty-eyed biot for a moment, trying not to imagine what Bardoon had in mind.
Well, you'd better put her back, he said. She's not done yet.
Bardoon's face grew dusky.
She's not, he agreed. But that will soon change. Jonas Rom knows a secret.
He raised both hands in Han's direction.
All right, I'm coming,
Han said, starting forward again.
No need to get huff... Oh.
Instead of feeling the usual force tug, Han was surprised to see tiny blue sparks at the end of Bardoon's fingers. He dived, but it wasn't quite fast enough. A hot sheet of force lightning crackled past above his back, just centimeters from his head. The air grew acrid with the smell of the dark side, and Han went flash blind. He landed and spilled vat fluid, then spun onto his back so he could bring his blaster out of the sour-smelling goo and open fire. He couldn't see, but that didn't stop him. He sprayed bolts down the aisle in Bardoon's direction. Bardoon roared in pain, and the crackle of lightning suddenly stopped. Han did not. He kept moving, sliding along the wet floor under his own momentum. When he heard heavy steps behind him and the screeching of Nargon blasters, he realized his mistake. He swung his own rifle back toward the front of the lab and opened fire. His vision returned, just in time to see a dozen of his bolts ricocheting off the chests of three charging Nargons. Then Han felt himself being grabbed in the force again. Bardoon pulled him down the aisle, backward, and dragged him behind the last vat in the row. Han's little misunderstanding about the force lightning had left a smoking blaster hole in Bardoon's thigh, but Bardoon was standing on the leg anyway. He swung Han around behind him.
Jonas Rom is on your side!
Bardoon used the force to stand Han on his feet, between himself and the wide-eyed Leia doll.
Try to remember.
Sorry for the, confusion,
Han said.
I thought you were sore because I didn't like your girlfriend.
Han stepped past the biot, who gasped in fear as he passed, and peered up the adjacent aisle. He didn't see much, just a wall of green scales spraying blue bolts in his direction. Han pulled back, then cringed as the Nargon's bolts ricocheted off the rear wall and came flying in for a second try. Bardoon was already spinning past. Outstretched palms turned toward the three finheads.
Go!
He ordered, putting the force behind his voice. Blaster bolts began to bounce off his palms.
Take Jonas Rom's princess.
Han cradled his blaster rifle under his arm, then grabbed the biot's wrist with his free hand.
Where am I taking her?
Not wanting to sound too awed by Bardoon's force powers, Han did his best to sound casual.
The hatch on the
big wall,
Bardoon finished.
Jonas Rom has entered the access code.